Seldom have period instruments been played with such easy assurance, seldom have they sounded more glorious or necessary, and seldom have they been put to such expressive purposes, for once there is a truly authentic performance, as advertised, one that investigates what was new and exciting about a symphonic adventure in 1800. Music critic Peter Davis wrote that about a recording of Beethoven's First Symphony performed by the orchestra of the 18th century. The orchestra was founded in the Netherlands by Frans Bruggen, one of the pioneers in the authentic instrument movement. Before he started conducting in 1981, he had already established himself as the outstanding recorder player of his age. His orchestra begins a North American tour next month. I asked Frans Bruggen why he's dedicated his orchestra to performing music of the 18th century.
It is my specialism. It is my life, you know. Not that I'm not interested in the later centuries, but the 18th century offers particular great masterworks for a real symphony orchestra, and that is what interests me.
Mm-hmm. When you play a work that's familiar to many people, like Mozart's Jupiter Symphony, what qualities do you think you emphasize in your performance using period instruments in the language of the time?
Well, actually, those qualities are given automatically. The instruments are so different from our modern symphony instruments that what you hear is another Jupiter symphony, so to speak, with other mixtures of sounds.
Musicians from 14 different countries in your orchestra of the 18th century. Did you travel around the world looking for the right musicians?
Well, this world of specialists is rather small still, so everybody knows everybody, and you know where sits a good person which you possibly could use very well.
Do they all live in the Netherlands now, or do you, it must be hard
no.
to rehearse if they don't.
Well, it is quite an organization indeed. Though those people come out of their 14 or 15 countries to Amsterdam at a certain time. Then we rehearse there during 8 days, two programs, and we go on a subsequent tour consisting of 20 concerts, not less and not more. After that, it's over, and the same thing happens half a year later. So it is a kind of festival orchestra with always the same personnel, which meets during 2 times 5 to 6 weeks per year.
You have a new recording, and one of the performances on the new recording is Beethoven's Symphony No. 2. Is there a passage within Beethoven's Symphony No. 2 that you think is particularly revelatory when you hear it played in the language of the period?
Maybe the slow movement, the second movement.
Mm-hmm. And what's revelatory about hearing it?
Well, you have such a delicate, natural balance between winds and strings, which is always hard to achieve with a modern symphony orchestra, but which is naturally given to us without us having to do any artificial balancing.
what were your early revelations playing the music on original instruments?
The revelation for me was that suddenly became clear why that music was written in such a way and in no other way. So everything fitted together suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever made fun of or, you know, mocked for trying to play on original instruments when you were first getting started?
Of course, sure.
What would people say?
What did they say? Out of tune, not together, ugly, etc., etc. And sometimes they were right. I speak about the 1950s now.
Mm-hmm.
This movement of playing on historical instruments dates from in its vigor dates from immediately after the Second World War in Europe.
Now, you were a performer, a soloist, until you started conducting in 1981. What led you into conducting?
Well, somebody has to do it. And with a symphony orchestra, you need a conductor, really.
Mm-hmm. And you wanted the orchestra, so you figured you might as well conduct?
I wanted the orchestra very much because I thought that I was really fed up with symphony orchestras playing the Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven symphonies. Good performances sometimes, but stylistically very wrong and with the wrong instruments in hand, so the sound completely very different from the intentions of those composers.
You started off playing flute. What did you find?
May I correct you there?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I started off playing recorder.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I think very few people start off playing recorder. Why did you?
Doesn't every child do?
Yeah, well, I did, and I'll tell you, when I was in sixth grade, our music appreciation classes were...
Yes, of course.
We're learning to play the flutophone, which is a plastic version the recorder. And then when we got really proficient in flutophone, we graduated to the recorder and played real dreck, I have to say.
Yeah.
But a lot of people continue to go through life thinking of the recorder as a toy or something close to it.
Do they still here in America?
Well, I think some people do.
Oh, I see. Well,
I'm sure you have been exposed to that, haven't you?
Yeah, but that was back in the late 40s. That is more than 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Not any longer now in Europe.
Uh-huh.
Good heavens, no.
Uh-huh. So why was the recorder your first instrument? What did you love about the sound or the feel of it?
Well, I learned it in school, and I was in love with it. I cannot express myself better. I was in love with the instrument, and I wanted to do it all the time.
You once referred to making use of the monotony of the recorder, and I was wondering what you meant by that.
Yeah, well, the recorder has not much dynamic range. It stays mainly in the middle part of dynamics, not too soft, not too loud either. And that is part of its nature, and I love that modesty.
In addition to playing music of earlier centuries, you have played a lot of 20th century music and have been in a 20th century music group called Sour Cream. Is that group still together?
Still together, yeah. Yes.
Do you ever wish that you played contemporary music all the time? I mean, would that make life easier in any way?
It would certainly make life more natural because playing your own present day, your own ages, music is the most natural thing to do, of course. If it would not make me happier because I'm I'm so interested in this museum of music, of good composers who do not live anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's what you think of your work as being, as almost a curator at a museum?
It is, actually, yeah. It is. One tries to restore the paintings and exhibit them well.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Pleasure, madam. Bye-bye.